It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning across the state of Michigan. Remember Mumford & Sons? That's a decade ago at this point that they were very big. Couldn't escape them for about 2.5 years or so. Ted Duane, he's the bassist for Mumford & Sons. He was born on this day in 1984, so celebrating birthday number 38 today. Their second studio album, Babel, reached number one in 2012. This is I Will Wait, the lead single from that album. And a live performance of the 2011 Grammys with Bob Dylan. 8 Grammy nominations for Babel, 1 Album of the Year. Mumford & Sons, Ted Duane, their bassist, celebrating birthday 38 today. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We're joined on the phone lines now by Robert H. Bork, Jr., president of the Antitrust Education Project. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you being here. Also heads of the Bork Group, a public affairs agency as well. News last week on the U.S. Department of Justice preparing to sue Google over its actions in the online advertising market. Tell us a little bit about what has led up to this moment.
Well, as many of your listeners probably know, Google is a very, very, very large company that, really in many ways is the dominant force in online search. Now, in 2020, the government brought, and a bunch of state attorneys general brought a couple of cases against Google for their dominance in online search and search advertising. Now they're looking at, according to press reports, bringing another lawsuit, perhaps as soon as in September, against Google for, they say, trying to use their massive size to squash competition in the online ad market, which generated $31.7 billion in revenue to the company last year. So, you know, clearly government is dialed in on Google and is probably going to, sue them. And the remedy that they may go after is not clear to me at this point, but it mm-hmm. could be to make them spin off or break up that part of the company from the main company or get big fines. But it's hard to know exactly at this point. It's hard to know whether they'll be successful, too.
It's not just the U.S., the EU, the U.K. also making moves on similar matters, too. What is it about this moment in time that is that sort of is prompting these various governments to act?
Well, in Europe in particular, in other parts of the world, they have a much more aggressive antitrust enforcement regime. In fact, that's pretty much all they do. They don't much innovate anything. They just bring lawsuits against American companies who do. But here in this country, what's happened is we are now at a time with the Democrats in control of the White House and Congress that they're readying legislation to change what has been a 43-year enforcement operating system, if you will, called the Consumer Welfare Standard, which has basically put the consumers at the center of antitrust enforcement. The Democrats don't like that. They want to pile on more regulation and have more control over all aspects of the economy, but particularly big tech, which they regard as somehow evil. And, of course, there have been a number of conservatives who are pretty much ticked off at the big tech companies, too, because of their censorship, of conservative speech. So we have this kind of unholy alliance going on. But the particular moment is because the Democrats now have control of the agencies like the Justice Department Antitrust Division and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. So they're going for it. This is their moment to redress all the wrongs that they've seen in their over the many years.
Robert H. Bork Jr. with us, president of the Antitrust Education Project at antitrusteducationproject.org. If the lawsuit is filed, if it's successful, or if there's some sort of settlement, what's the impact on you and me and you know, regular everyday Americans? How will our lives improve if this is sort of the Google monopoly, so to speak, is broken up on this online advertising?
Well, let me just say, first of all, being big or even being a monopoly is not against the law. It's what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you got it. Did you get it illegally? I mean, it's pretty clear that Google invented the better mousetrap a few years back and has really grown and beat competitors like Yahoo and others. But they're also under a lot of new competition now. There are a lot of new search engines. But this ad market thing is where they may be particularly vulnerable. What will happen? I'm not sure we can predict, except it may get more expensive to buy ads, which is exactly the opposite of what we would want in antitrust enforcement. The whole idea of the consumer welfare standard is to benefit consumers, and that may be price, it may be innovation, those kinds of things, or jobs, or economic growth. But it's possible that spinning those things off, spinning their ad business off, could lead to more competition and more innovation. But it's really hard to know. I'd love to see. I'm waiting to see what the government alleges and how Google responds with actual evidence and facts.
Robert H. Bork Jr., Antitrust Education Project. Again, antitrusteducationproject.org. Robert, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Dr. Michael Robillard with us. Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution is his book. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Now I'll be old, as well as